When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Come on.
Welcome to Life Club. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to our monthly book club, and welcome our author, Dr. David Prologo. Dr. David, are you ready to do this?
I'm ready. Thank you so much for having me, George.
I'm excited to have you on. Dr. David is an interventional radiologist. He's a pain proceduralist and a BC physician, and he is the author of The Catching Point Transformation, a 12-week weight loss strategy based in reality. Dr. David, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yes, sir. So again, thank you for having me. I think this is timely. I've done a lot of media about this book in the last 6 months, and I really feel like the message has evolved. So this is really the reveal here. This is where I feel like I can say it plainly. So I wanted to make sure you knew that. The timing is perfect. So like you said, I'm an interventional radiologist. That's kind of boring. That's a job where we use image guidance like CT and MRI to guide needles into the body. In that job, we manage cancer, we manage trauma, et cetera. Somewhere along the way, a few of us got the idea that we could use this skill set to target pain generators. So people who had pain from various things, cancer, phantom limb pain, nerve pain, back pain, who didn't have good options because they didn't want to have surgery, we realized we can reach any one of these pain generators and we can do stuff. We can freeze nerves, we can block them and so on. And so it became this explosion of what we call advanced interventional pain. So that's my day job. At the same time, I've been pursuing an obesity medicine certification, which I got about 5 years ago, and managing patients with regard to weight loss, because my entire family has struggled with this. And I became enamored with this phenomenon where strong people, good people, people that I loved, couldn't do it. And I had some inside access to, for example, my mom, and I could talk to her every day. And I just was amazed at how you would start with this super idea. And then 4 or 5 days in, you can't even remember why you started this, you bail, et cetera. And anyway, hundreds of millions of people go through that. So I became sort of obsessed with that. Why is that happening? You know, it can't be so simple as white knuckle through mind over matter. So I spent my career on the obesity medicine side, really learning, not necessarily discovering, these things were known, learning all of the things that happen when the body goes on calorie restriction and what stops people from succeeding. I found out during that journey that that's not super popular, that a lot of people don't talk about those things that stop us and block us because it doesn't sell. I found out that if you say something that's not even true, like here's something that can help you lose 90 pounds in 90 days, that will sell and people will talk into infinity about that. Sorry, I know this is going long. I'm almost to the end of this.
You're good.
So I spent all this time working on that and then started writing articles about it and started trying to get the word out there. Look, for all of you who feel like you try this and fail or you just can't do it, right? What patients will say to you is, I cut my calories, but I didn't lose a pound. I think it must be my thyroid or this or that. And they're right. They didn't because their body fought them. And I wanted to be able to explain to all those people, you're right. I hear you. And here's why that's happening. Here's why you can't lose weight even with calorie restriction and exercise. And as I started to get that out there, there was this huge backlash by what I call the always lean people. The always lean people who have never faced this challenge would respond to my articles with terrible, terrible things like, oh, they just need to shut their fat ASS mouths. And, you know, and I was like, what is this? You know, you don't even know what you're talking about. You've never tried to do this. And so at that point, I did two things. The first thing I did was write a book because I want it out there and I want people to read it. And I want them to know that they are correct in what they're saying and they shouldn't listen to any of this nonsense and this meanness, because those people have never done it and have no idea what they're talking about. The second thing I did to sort of prove my point that this was a matter over mind, if you will, not the other way around, is I took those pain management procedures that I described to you, and we froze the nerve that carries hunger from an empty stomach to the brain, thinking that if we can block pain signals, maybe we can block this hunger signal in people who are trying to diet. And that will prove, if they succeed and if they do well, that will prove that the body was firing this overwhelming hunger signal, and that's what stopped them, not a willpower issue. So we did that, and we blocked hunger for all these people who were trying to diet, and that was a big deal. And we went on a Today Show and all this sort of thing. But it was really a proof of concept. It was really just to solidify the point that this is not a mind over matter issue that's happening here. And so the book is out there. I wanted it to be a read, if you will. I wanted people to read it and enjoy it and say, ah, that's me. That's me who goes on a calorie restriction and feels, you know, insatiably hungry. Or that's me who goes on a calorie restriction and for some reason can't lose weight. And I'm watching Sally Yoga Pants eat, you know, six sandwiches over here and not gain a pound. There's an explanation for all of that. And I want people to know that they're correct and not alone.
Thank you for that.
That was a lot. Sorry.
No, it's all good. It's impossible to condense that down. Have you always been a really compassionate person?
Well, it's funny you use the word compassion. So I have worked very, very hard to try and understand the points of view of people who have gone through things that I have not gone through. So I imagine that's what we call compassion. And during the last 15 years, I've made my entire existence and my entire practice about exactly that, because, George, in the pain space, for example, over and over and over again, I'm coming across people who are trying to explain something that is bothering them and hurting them, and doctors who have never felt that and might not have the solution for them will just cut them loose. And so here are these people lost in the world. And if they can't get help from a particular person, that person doesn't help them get to the place they need to go to, unfortunately. They just say, I can't help you. And that creates a population of lost people. So I have decided and promised to spend the rest of my career and life here getting people to the right place. The other word for this is advocacy, right? Advocating for the patient. Because back to the weight loss sphere, the same thing happens there. Patients come to you imploring you for help. I don't want to carry this extra weight. I'm nervous about my health, but I can't get to where I want to be. Just like I can't get my pain managed, for example, or I can't get my depression under control. I can't get to where I want to be. And so we as physicians now are obligated to help them get there. But what really happens, it's even worse than the pain example where they cut them loose. What happens here is you come back to me and say, hey, look, I tried this calorie restriction you gave me, an exercise program, and I wasn't able to lose weight. So at this point, it's even worse. Not only do I cut you loose at this point, but I blame it on you. I say, you know, you must not really want it, or you must not have followed it, and turn this blame back on you, which is totally ridiculous. It's my responsibility to get you to the end.
That doesn't help people when they fail at something and then you kind of rub their face in it.
I mean, can you imagine? I did write this one article out there called A Doctor's Apology. And I used a rash as an example to try and illustrate this point, you know, that if you had a rash and I gave you a medicine for said rash and you couldn't tolerate it, right? You couldn't do it. You couldn't take the medicine, just like you can't follow this particular weight loss program, for example. And you came back to me and said, look, I can't take this medicine. You know, it makes me nauseated or it burns my skin or whatever. And if my response to you was, oh, you just must not really want to be rid of your rash. I mean, you know, what kind of lazy, worthless person are you? I mean, that would be like absurd. Nobody would do that and nobody would accept that. But somehow we accept it in a weight loss sphere. We send people away. They internalize this message because we're authority figures, right? They internalize this message and start to think that they are worthless or not strong, right? One other quick example, take it out of medicine. What if I sell cars? You bought a car from me and then it doesn't work. And I somehow convinced you that it was your fault that it wasn't working, right? And you walk away, oh, maybe it is my fault. And then 2 weeks later, you buy a new car. That's what's going on in the weight loss industry. I convince you it's your fault. You go and squirrel away and feel bad about it. And then a month later, come back and buy another car. I mean, buy another program, right? So yeah, if that's compassion, that's the cycle I'm here to break.
Well, I appreciate that very much. And you could probably point to lots of different aspects of life where we are falling into that trap of turning people away because our intervention or our solution wasn't correct, but then blaming it on them. What is quantum of exercise capacity?
Oh, geez. So yeah, that sounds kind of nerdy. So a quantum of exercise capacity. So why did I put it that way? Because the book is called The Catching Point Transformation. One of the things that we know is that beyond a critical point called the catching point, and I want to be very careful how I word this for your listeners. Beyond that point, what I'm not going to say is beyond that point, you know, you will lose 30 pounds. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying beyond that point, it becomes enjoyable. Okay. And that's the difference between these two big camps, right? The always lean people. And this is also where all this prejudicial fat shaming behavior comes from, this disconnect, because it's two camps. People have two different sets of experiences. The always lean people, they enjoy this. They enjoy getting up, eating kale, running. They want to do it. They wake up thinking about it. It's anything but a grind. Let me tell you, no matter what they put on TikTok or on their t-shirts, they love this stuff and they get up and do it. And then there's another camp of people who are trying to induce change and they hate it. So, you know, the always lean people will say, well, just do it anyway, even if you hate it and yada, yada, yada. And that gets complicated. But to answer your question, there is a quantum of exercise capacity, meaning that there is a critical point of the ability to do exercise. There is a critical point beyond which you switch camps. If you can get to and through that catching point, what you will be rid of are all these miserable feelings when you embark on your diet: anxiety, depression, hunger, tiredness, what we call adiposopathy, inflammation. All the stuff that you know you feel when you start, that makes you quit, all the stuff that makes you quit. You get through the catching point, which is defined by a certain amount of exercise capacity. That's why we call it a quantum. You get through that point and you too will want to do these things. There's a famous researcher, Lee Kaplan from Harvard, in this space, who has a quote, and I'll share it with you now. It is that increased exercise capacity alters our food preferences towards healthy choices. And he said that, and it's true, and simply translated, you get past this catching point and you will want to do these things. And once you want to do them, you won't need me or anybody. You'll be on your way with your new life.
Nice. And so that's all something that if I pick, when I pick this book up, it's going to help me to identify mine, or how?
Oh, it'll get you there, right? It'll get you there. The book does two things. The first half of the book explains all of these reasons why people aren't successful, so that they can understand that they don't need to feel bad about it. There are biological reasons why. That's the first half of the book. then the second half of the book is about getting to the catching point. And this also, if you want to get the word out, George, unless I get nice people like you who let me talk about it, it's you have to come up with something either sexy or something that sells. And getting to the catching point was not really either one of those things. So I had to write the book to get the word out there. So first half is explanation of why you feel the way you do. And the second half is how to get to the catching point, because that's really the key. It's not a book that says lose 90 pounds in 90 days. It is a book that says, here's how you get to the catching point. And what I will do for you, if you trust me during this time, is I'll bring you to a point where this whole entire experience will be different for you, and you will enjoy it, and you will have fun, and you will become one of those people that you see smiling with their white teeth and all this stuff. You'll become one of them. And you will enjoy the experience, and you will understand why they think it's so easy, because it is. But you have to let me get you to this catching point first, right? And during that time, you probably won't lose weight. You know, but, and here's where I sort of implore people. But really, I mean, and I say this early in the book, you're going to waste your time anyway, right? You're going to go and try some other diet and fail. So whatever amount of time it's going to take you to do that, do this, because this way, at least at the end of this, you'll have the tools to be successful going forward. And another way I say this is, what if you want to do surgery, George, and you said, hey, Dave, I know you know how to do some surgeries. Can you just write it down for me what you do? Because that's what we do with weight loss, right? Here, hello, fashion model. I know you do exercise. Can you just write it down for me, and then I'll try to do it on Monday? And so I give you the steps for surgery. And you're like, this is awesome. I'm going to do surgery on Monday. That's what the weight loss people want, right? I'm going to lose weight starting Monday. But that's a false sell. Those people who tell you that are only trying to make money. They're not trying to help you. So instead, I would say, okay, George, look, you can do surgery, but probably not starting Monday. But do this for me. Give me X amount of weeks or days or months, and I'll give you the information you need. And then you'll be successful, you know, and I'll give you the tools in this book you need to be successful with whatever diet you want to do after that. Will be a whole different experience for you. It'll be a downhill ride. So that's what you'll get if you read the book.
Amazing. I appreciate everything you just said.
Well, thank you. And I always want to add here. I'm so sorry. I always want to add here. I'm lucky enough to already have a job. So this is not me trying to sell you something. If I could give these books away, I would, but the publisher won't let me. I just want you to get to the message.
Yeah, I think that's great. Are you a writer? Do you, obviously, you're an author, but do you enjoy writing? And
I do love writing.
Tell us a little bit about that.
I do love writing. So I've always enjoyed writing. And I heard a parable once where there was a physicist, and he had two sons. I don't stop me if you've already said this on your show. He said two sons. And the one son, the first son studied physics and became a physicist, and everything was good and cool. And the second son would struggle and would be distracted, and in his physics training did quite poorly. And the father finally talked to the son, and the son said, look, I don't think I want to do physics. You know, I just don't think I want to do it. And the father says to him, think about it when you don't have anything else to do and your time is your own. Where does your mind go then? Because that's what you want to do with your life. And so that's what I would say my life has been with regard to writing. Whether I've had a job or not had a job, when I had my free time, I wanted to sit down and I wanted to write. And so these, for example, I mentioned these articles on the internet that are published through The Conversation or wherever, and they get picked up, you know, I always wanted to write those. And I'm glad I live in a time when you can write these and get them out there, because there are messages that people need to hear and truths that need to be told. And writing gives you that medium.
Yeah, I love it. Well, Dr. David, thank you so much for coming on. I almost forgot. People are ready for your difference-making tip. You got to give us something.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Oh, that's easy for me. That's easy for me. The difference-making tip, get to the catching point. Stop trying to go from ground zero to the destination. It doesn't work for anything else. If you wanted to be rich, you won't be rich starting on Monday. If you want to be a surgeon, you won't be a surgeon starting on Monday. Get to that critical point, get to that catching point, because that will change your life.
Well, I think that is great stuff that definitely gets a come on. I think that is obviously very, very brilliant. And that's the flaw that we have so often, right? Is we try to, I'm going to be satisfied and happy when I am done. But that is setting ourselves up for failure, and particularly with weight loss, which is such a, it's our body. There's so much there.
Right. Let me switch it for you. Instead of being happy when you're done, let me make the journey enjoyable for you. Then all of a sudden, not only will you be successful because you want to do it, but your days won't be miserable, won't be a grind, won't be like white knuckling underwater, or all these explanations.
Yeah, that makes a ton of sense. I love it. Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you, and where can they get a copy of The Catching Point Transformation, a 12-week weight loss strategy based in reality?
So I have a website. It's drprologo.com, drprologo.com. And the book is there. The book is also on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and Target and all pretty much every place, the audio places, Google Play and Kindle and all that. And I appreciate anybody who does go and read the book. That's why I wrote it, so people would hear this message. I think you will like it. As far as all the other things go, advocating for patients and so on, I welcome anybody who wants to join that team. And anyway, drprologo.com is probably the center for all of this.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show Dr. David your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Pick up a copy of The Catching Point Transformation, a 12-week weight loss strategy based in reality. Wherever you buy your books, go to drprologo.com. It's drprologo.com, and check out all the things that David is working on. And appreciate your work again. Thanks again, David.
Thank you so much.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, as we are all in this together.